You specifically, in your piece, focused on a handful of artisans, but there are a bevy of these folks out there creating their own businesses, and they really do kind of run the gamut, don't they, in what they offer and their backstories.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the people I talked to for this story include an artist, a potter, a cap maker, and a perfume maker, and they've got jobs in the banking industry and as teachers. But, you know, you go a step further and look around Delaware. You've got painters, photographers, jewelry makers, sculptors, woodworkers and carvers, soap makers, fabric artists. I mean, there's just an incredible diversity of artistic talent in the state.
And often you see these folks peddling their wares at everything from small church craft fairs to big arts festivals like the Brandywine Festival for the Arts in Wilmington. But nowadays, they're just as easy to find online. And I guess that does make them a little bit more available for this time of year, the holiday shopping time of year.
Well, let's put it this way. Plenty of them are available, and their wares are available online. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you do have to know what you're looking for and where to go to find them. If you don't know the business's name, you may have a little bit of difficulty tracking down, the right item, what you're specifically looking for. Even so, I mean, many of these artists and crafters have their own websites. Some of them rely on Facebook business pages. Others sell through Etsy, the popular e-commerce website. You know, and there are a couple of reasons for the growth of online retailing. I mean, the number of craft shows is limited, and you can only be at one of them at a time, and there's usually a vendor fee that you've got to pay to set up your table. And, you know, and as far as the retail outlets go, it's not easy to persuade a small business owner to give up valuable shelf space to an unknown artist or crafter if the rest of your inventory is selling reasonably well. And, you know, besides the craft show, you know, there are other good places to look for local work. Places like Belfont Arts and some of the other smaller galleries in the area, and at the museum shops like those at the Delaware Art Museum and the Delaware Contemporary. Of course, you know, one other point to make about the craft shows, they are, for many people, the first stop for holiday shopping. I mean, that's always been part of the appeal for the Brandywine Festival of the Arts, which is always the weekend after Labor Day. All the people that I interviewed this year for this article did exhibit at the Brandywine Festival of the Arts. Now, lots of festival goers don't decide what to buy on the spot, and they don't want to carry larger items around while they're shopping at a festival. So they talk to the vendors, they take pictures of their work, they collect business cards, and then they place their orders from the comfort of their home. Now, for an artist, a successful show is measured not only by sales volume, but also by the follow-up business that they can generate.
So let's start talking about some of the folks that you talked to for your piece. And up first is First State Caps, the brainchild of teacher Eric Lewis. And he's relatively new to this game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Eric just got started this year, and he's hoping to create a second income stream by capitalizing, on something that you see most every day, a baseball cap. And what makes his caps unique are the images that are embroidered on them, symbols that have special meaning to Delaware. A blue hen, a peach blossom, a horseshoe crab, or a ladybug.
And so he is definitely targeting a very local audience with his cap. And a lot of these vendors do tend to, you know, have a very specific audience they're looking for. And he does in this case, obviously.
Yeah, you're certainly right about that. I mean, the caps are a fun and practical way to show your fondness for the First State. They can be a great conversation starter. And most importantly, for a new business, a baseball cap is something that almost everyone can use.
Also fairly new is Brandywine Botanicals, offering perfume, which I imagine is not an easy business to get going on your own. How did this get started?
Well, again, Robin Kilkowski, who has worked in the banking and financial services industry for years, has long had an interest in fragrances, and she decided a couple of years ago to try making some of these on her own. She liked experimenting with different scents, and she decided early this year to turn her hobby into a home-based business. She uses all natural ingredients, and there's a lot of trial and error to her work. She's come up with some blends, and she hasn't liked them at first, and she let them sit in a vial for a little while longer and took a sniff a couple of weeks later and said, hey, this is really good, and she's kept it going. Other times she's tried and, you know, hasn't really liked it at all and scrapped it. But you know, she's doing reasonably well with it. You know, she likes her product, certainly. That's tough, of course, for the buyer to use your sense of smell on a laptop or a smartphone. But, you know, you can order sample kits from the Brandywine Botanicals website, and then you can decide which fragrances you like best. This is really interesting about Robin. She says sometimes it's easier for her to deliver your order in person rather than pack it up and take it to the post office. So you could get door-to-door delivery, as it were, for an online order.
And that is the kind of personal touch that a lot of these businesses can add that you're not going to get elsewhere. Let's talk about What She Said Pottery, which kind of puts a fun spin on the old-fashioned coffee mug. Tell us a little bit about this business.
Okay, well, again, now, Lindsay Ostafy, she's also a teacher at the Cab Calloway School of the Arts, and she's a potter who's definitely got an attitude. I mean, you know, you ask her to describe her work, and she'll admit that it's snarky. You know, smart alecky phrases with a feminist bent. Some people love her choice of words. Others are a little bit less kind. I mean, she's seen couples get into arguments while checking out her work. You know, no matter what you think, though, chances are you've got a friend who will get a kick out of her sass.
And finally, we have Nicole Christiana Studios, which offers a wide range of original art. It's, I guess, maybe more of a traditional artisan that you see at some of these festivals and fairs.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, original artwork and prints. That's the standard fare at a lot of these fairs. But, you know, Nicole Logan, she is one of my favorites. I met her a couple of years ago when she was painting a small mural on the wall of one of the shops in Bellefonte as part of a town beautification project. You know, she specializes in these whimsical paintings of animals that are playful enough for kids to enjoy and sufficiently detailed for sophisticated adults to want to hang in their living rooms. Now, Nicole works full-time for Bank of America, but she still spends some 20 hours a week painting and managing her business. Now, for a close-up of her work, you could head over to the Grand Opera House in Wilmington in December, where she's the featured artist at the Main Stage Gallery this month.
And the one thing that these artisans seem to have in common, and we've kind of maybe alluded to it earlier, is that their products are unique and a lot of times handmade, handcrafted. So in a lot of ways, you are, if you're looking for a different type of gift, you're getting something that's really special. As you're looking for that maybe hard-to-buy person.
Absolutely. The great thing about working with the local crafters and choosing their work is that it is somewhat special. It's different. It's not mass-produced by any sense of the word. And, you know, it's created by someone who might be your neighbor, might be your friend, or a friend of a friend. You know, there's a closeness about being able to buy something from one of our local artists. And, you know, what better time to support the artists and to support local businesses by purchasing some of your holiday gifts from these artisans.